Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So this morning reading the Srimad or the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Majjhalila chapter 16, text number 219. Practically all the Brahmanas residing in Nadia were dependent on the charity of Haranya and Govardhan, who gave them money, land, and villages. Nilambara Chakravarti, the grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was much worshipped by the two brothers, but Nilambara Chakravarti used to treat them as his own brothers. Formerly, these two brothers had rendered much service to Misra Purandara, the father of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of this, the Lord knew them very well. Raghunath Das was the son of Govardhan Majumdar. From childhood, he was uninterested in material enjoyment. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Shantipur after accepting the renounced order, Raghunath Das met him. When Raghunath Das went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he fell at the Lord's lotus feet in ecstatic love. Showing him mercy, the Lord touched him with his feet. Raghunath Das's father, Govardhan, always rendered much service to Advaita Acharya. Consequently, Advaita Acharya was very pleased with the family. When Raghunath Das was there, Advaita Acharya favored him by giving him the food remnants left by the Lord. Raghunath Das was thus engaged for 5 or 7 days in rendering service to the Lord's lotus feet. After bidding farewell to Raghunath Das, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. After returning home, Raghunath Das became mad with ecstatic love. Raghunath Das used to run away from home again and again to go to Jagannath Puri, but his father kept binding him and bringing him back. His father even had 5 watchmen guard him day and night. 4 personal servants were employed to look after his comfort. And 2 brahmanas were employed to cook for him. In this way, 11 people were incessantly keeping Raghunath Das under control. Thus he could not go to Jagannath Puri. And because of this, he was very unhappy. When Raghunath Das learned that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived at Shantipur, he submitted the request to his father. Raghunath Das asked his father, "Please give me permission to go see the lotus feet of the Lord. If you do not, my life will not remain within this body." At this period in Raghunath Das Goswami's life, of course he wasn't Goswami at that time, but he was only 15 years old. He had such an intense desire to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at a very young age. So this is text 233. Hearing this request, Raghunath Das's father agreed. Giving him many servants and materials, the father sent him to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, requesting him to return soon. For 7 days, Raghunath Das associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur. During those days and nights, he had the following thoughts. Raghunath Das thought, quote, "How shall I be able to get free from the hands of the watchman? How shall I be able to go with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Nilachal?" Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on mission, he could understand Raghunath Das's mind. The Lord therefore instructed him with the following reassuring words. Quote, "Be patient and return home. Don't be a crazy fellow. By and by you will be able to cross the ocean of material existence." Purport. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.58, Samasataye Parapalava Plavam Mahaparam Punya So Murare Pavam Rivatsa Param 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 Yad Vipadam Natesham. This material world is just like a big ocean. It begins with Brahmaloka and extends to Patala Loka. And there are many planets or islands in this ocean. Not knowing about devotional service, the living entity wanders about in this ocean, just as a man tries to swim to reach the shore. Our struggle for existence is similar to this. Everyone is trying to get out of the ocean of material existence. One cannot immediately reach the coast, but if one endeavors, he can cross the ocean by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. One may be very eager to cross this ocean, but he cannot attain success by acting like a madman. He must swim over the ocean very patiently and intelligently under the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative. Then, one day, he will reach the shore and return home back to Godhead. Om Ajnanatamarandasya Ginanjana Salakaya Chakshum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukum Purtvacha Long Pangun Long Hayate Gurim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Sri Chaitanya. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Kohar Bhaktivinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Here in the purport, Prabhupada mentions that living entities, they want to get out of the ocean of material existence. Specifically, Prabhupada says, everyone is trying to get out of the ocean of material existence. Now, one may say, well, wait, that doesn't look like people are trying to get out. But what they're trying to get out of is they're trying to get out of the miseries of material existence. Like people, they don't want to get old, and therefore they're devising so many means to avoid old age. You know, people are dyeing their hair and their facelifts and plastic surgery. So many ways they're trying to avoid old age, eating healthy foods and things like that. So people also, they don't want to die. They don't want to experience the miseries of this material world. So in this way, they're trying to get out of the material existence. Just like there's the threefold miseries, adiatmika, adibodhika, adidaivaka. Miseries coming from nature. Just like now, it's going to start getting a little chilly here in Dallas. We had the change has come upon us this morning. It gets very hot here also. I've never been here for the summer, but I've heard it's very hot in the summer here. And we've just, this summer, we've had so many hurricanes. So people trying to avoid these miseries, you know. Also, misery is coming from their own mind, body. Misery is coming from other living entities. So in this way, they're trying to become, they want to get free of these things, but that's not possible unless one becomes a devotee of Krishna. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he very much emphasized the importance of giving this knowledge to others. Prayena deva moniya sabhi mukti kama maunam churanti vijanena pararthi nishta. Prahlad Maharaj, he says that in general, people that are spiritually minded, they're interested in their own liberation. And therefore, nowadays, there's yoga retreats and people go there for their own liberation. And still people, they go to the Himalayas, they practice monam. But they're not so much interested in helping people, helping others in their spiritual life. But Prahlad Maharaj says, but I don't want to be liberated alone. I want to help others also become liberated, because he says, because I know that the only way people can actually be happy is if they engage in your devotional service. So this is a devotee. He wants people to get out of material existence. And therefore, Vasudev Dutt, he was the most amazing example. He prayed that all the sins of everyone come upon him so that people can become free of their material existence, of their contamination, of all their karma, and go back home, back to Godhead. So he's actually he's an incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. And when Lord Chaitanya heard this sincere prayer, sincere desire of Vasudev Dutt, he was overwhelmed. He embraced him and tears came to his eyes. So this is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar. He's very very kind, very merciful. He's an ocean of mercy. So he comes to give us this guidance on how to get out of this material existence. But in general, people, they're not interested. Just like the Prabhupada, he wrote this one book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. And Prabhupada was distributing this book in India before he came to America. He was the first book distributor in our society. And he distributed one of these books to one gentleman. And this gentleman, he read the book. And later he saw Prabhupada. And he commented that it's a very good book. But then he asked Prabhupada, now, if I go back to the spiritual world, do I come back here? And Prabhupada said, no, no, you stay there. You stay in the spiritual world. And then the man said, well, then I'm not interested. Because people are attached. You know, their family, their friends. So he was probably thinking that, well, if I go to the spiritual world, I can go there and I could come back and I could tell all my family members about how nice it is in the spiritual world. They could boast about how he was there. So Prabhupada was amazed that people are so attached to this material world. So people, they don't want to leave this world, but they want to leave the miseries. But that's not possible. Only devotees can be free of the miseries of material existence. Even in this life, devotees, they transcend so many miseries of this material existence because of their taking shelter of Krishna. So this Raghunath Das Goswami, actually, he was the first of the six Goswamis. And he was a very fortunate devotee because he was so attached to Lord Chaitanya. So eventually he was actually able to escape from his family. And he went through these jungles for days and days and days. He had to go through these jungles to get to Jagannath Puri. And of course, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him, he was very pleased, and he asked Swaroop Damodar to take care of him. He was very young. So he was put under the wing of Swaroop Damodar, who gave him, of course, very good guidance in his spiritual life. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he was a very humble soul, very, very gentle, very humble. And therefore, he never spoke to Lord Chaitanya. If he wanted to relay something to Lord Chaitanya, he would ask Swaroop Damodar to relay it, to relay a message. So he wanted to know, what is the perfection? How do I attain perfection in life? So Lord Chaitanya gave him 8 instructions, 5 positive, 3 negative. He said, don't talk like the ordinary people. Don't talk prajapa. Nor hear what they have to say. Don't eat very palatable foods, very rich foods, nor dress very opulently. Offer all respects to others. Don't desire respect for yourself. So those are the 5, the negatives. Don't desire respect for yourself. Don't talk prajapa. Don't hear what others have to say. Don't eat very opulent foods. Don't eat too much maha. Don't dress very opulently. And the positives was offer respects to everyone. Always think of Radha and Krishna within your mind and serve them in Vrindavan. And always chant the holy name of Krishna. So these are the 8 instructions, 8 very good instructions that we should also imbibe, that will, of course, help us in our devotional activities. And it's described by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Sikshartameka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarivadhari Kripam Budhir Yastam Maham Papadye. He says Lord Chaitanya has arrived, he's descended, because he's like an ocean of mercy. Now here there's mentioned here that by Lord Chaitanya, that you will be able to cross the ocean of material existence eventually by engaging in devotional service. So Lord Chaitanya, he's an ocean of mercy. If we take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he will help us to cross over this ocean of material existence. He's an ocean of mercy, right? So he came to teach us knowledge of the Absolute Truth, knowledge of the soul, knowledge of Krishna, knowledge of devotional service. And by this knowledge, one becomes detached. One becomes detached. It's like there's so many devotees that gave up so many materialistic things. We gave up the pillars of material life, gambling, intoxication, meat eating, illicit sex. How can we give this up? These things are the most important things practically in material life. But we gave them up. Thousands and thousands of devotees around the world have given these things up. Why? Because we've got this higher knowledge. We've got this higher taste of devotional service. Yeah. This is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he was the epitome of renunciation. He was the son of a multi-millionaire. But he didn't want to have anything to do with it. Didn't want it at all. He just wanted to leave and be a mendicant. And that's what he did. He went to Jagannath Puri and he became a beggar. He was begging in front of the Jagannath temple. Imagine, this is inconceivable. And he was so happy just living this simple life of serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and begging. And he was so, so happy. And he was so exalted, so elevated that it's described that when he went to, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, he went to Vrindavan and he associated with the other Goswamis. And he was so advanced, this is inconceivable, how advanced he was. He was so advanced that he would be chanting on the banks of the Jamuna. And Sanatana Goswami saw that Krishna was there protecting Raghunath Das Goswami from two tigers. There was two tigers there. And Sanatana Goswami also, he is very advanced, so he saw Krishna there protecting Raghunath Das Goswami from these tigers. And then another day he saw that Srimati Radharani had her veil up protecting Raghunath Das Goswami from the sun. And she was sweating. So when Sanatana Goswami saw all this, he thought, well, this is not good. That we're supposed to be serving Radha and Krishna, but they're serving Raghunath Das Goswami. So he kind of mildly chastised Raghunath Das Goswami. He said, listen, you need a bhajan kutir so that Krishna and Srimati Radharani doesn't have to come and do service for you. We want to do service for them. They shouldn't be doing service for us. So it's described that that's where the bhajan kutirs began with Raghunath Das Goswami. Such an exalted devotee. So just to hear about these devotees is so uplifting, so purifying. Yeah. And here in the purport, it's mentioned, or it's actually mentioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, patience, that he needs patience. He was impatient. He wanted to leave. But he said, no, be patient. You will find success. So we also have to have patience. Patience is very important. Therefore, it's stated, there's six things that help us to develop our love for Krishna and help us go closer to Krishna. Utsaha nischaya dharya tat tat karma vartana sangat tyaga tatovate sadbir bhakti prasijiti. Utsaha, that we had to be very enthusiastic in whatever we're doing, we had to be very enthusiastic. And Krishna is pleased when he sees the enthusiasm of his devotees. Just like so many devotees, they traveled all over the world spreading Krishna consciousness, distributing books and preaching. And so this is all very pleasing to Krishna, very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. So enthusiasm is very important. This helps us in our devotional life. So utsaha nischaya dharya, to be confident, to be patient. And I was just reading in a purport, Prabhupada says that patience is necessary to develop the confidence that Krishna will surely accept me because I've been engaged in his devotional service. Nice little statement there. by Prabhupada, that patience is necessary to develop confidence, to develop the confidence that Krishna will surely accept me because I'm engaged in devotional service. So this patience is very important. Yeah. You know, if we've been in the material world for only Krishna knows how long, very long time, you know, millions of lifetimes maybe. So in this one lifetime, we're trying to clean up our act. We're trying to become purified of material existence and become qualified to enter into the kingdom of God. So we have to endeavor very enthusiastically, and Prabhupada uses this word also, we have to endeavor, to make this endeavor enthusiastically with patience and determination. This is mode of goodness. And from this mode of goodness, then we come to the level of pure goodness. So patience is so, it's so very important. And Srila Prabhupada, he also said, if we patiently follow the rules and regulations of devotional service, the time will come when we achieve the desired results. So these rules and regulations are so important. They keep us, you know, in line. They keep us in line, going in the right direction towards Krishna. Yeah. But when we're preaching, we shouldn't come off with those things right off, because they could be a little discouraging, you know, for some people, because people are very attached to these things. Just like when people are selling things, when they're salesmen, they're selling things. They present all the positive things about the things that they're selling, right? They make it attractive so the person wants it. So they present the product in an attractive way so the person becomes attached. And then he gives the price, right? Just like when I distribute books, I show the pictures to people. And we have very attractive pictures in our, like the Bhagavad Gita. People become attached. And sometimes before I even make my presentation, they're asking me, how much do you want for it? They become attached to it before I even finish speaking about it. But sometimes devotees, the price for this Christian consciousness, we have to follow the rules and regulations. But sometimes when devotees are preaching, they come right off with the rules and regulations right from the beginning. You know, scare them away. You know, just like a salesman doesn't come off with a price right away. It scares people away. You know, first they present the product, then the price. So that's how we should preach. We present the attractive qualities of devotional service. We present Krishna, the all-attractive Lord. So many attractive things about our philosophy and our way of life, actually. And then we present the price. Just like Prabhupada, amazing, in 26 Second Avenue, he was preaching and so many devotees, they became attracted and they wanted to give their life to Krishna. Because Prabhupada was presenting the product so nicely. He was presenting Krishna so nicely. And at the initiation ceremony, the devotees asked Prabhupada, are there any rules and regulations we have to follow? Up to the initiation, Prabhupada had not given the price. And then he said, oh yeah, you have to follow these four regular principles. And they said, oh, okay, no problem. Because the product was so attractive. Krishna is so attractive. So don't, you have to hold off on the price. You know, don't tell them the price too quick. You know, sometimes I've been at Sunday feast lectures where devotees are going in detail about, you know, giving up the four regular principles. And I'm just thinking, oh, please don't do that. You know, to beginners, you know, they're telling about, you know, following the four regular principles. No, there's so many other things that we can present that are attractive. That are very attractive. Krishna. Krishna is all attractive himself. So we'll finish, there's one more verse here, and then we'll, oh, that's a long one. Maybe we'll wait for that one. Is there any questions, comments, or corrections?
I wanted to ask about what I was talking to you about the other day, because I get emails from people that trying to make it an issue about the translation in Prabhupada's books.
First, is there any question about the class? Anybody have a question about the class? Okay.
We heard Prabhupada say the other day that he was very upset when people would change his words to other words unnecessarily in editing, and he called them rascals and was very upset. And we've seen that the only thing that's original straight from Prabhupada is the first canto, the Srimad Bhagavatam, that he brought from America. And if we look at the Bhagavatam now that's being sold compared to that, we see that a lot of words were changed that didn't seem really necessary to change. Like Prabhupada would say, not an inch, and they would say, nothing more. And just change words that it seemed unnecessary. But at the same time, these are the books that we've been given. These are the books that we have. There's no really original. You can say, well, the only original thing is the ones Prabhupada brought from America. Mm-hmm. There's really no other original books. Everything else is maybe on a dictaphone somewhere. But basically, I'm just wondering how to, since this is going to be an issue, the books have been changed a lot. There's probably going to be changed more in the future. Mm-hmm. So how, as a Sankirtan devotee, how am I going to have a healthy attitude and not have this, be discouraged by this phenomena? Because it's sort of like unavoidable, and I don't find it healthy to be like, I was asked to sign a petition to the BBT to stop making changes in the books, and it just seems like it doesn't seem fruitful or healthy to be going in this direction, because it doesn't it's not productive. And I'm just wondering what how you feel about that.
Well, judged by the results, still people are joining. And in that letter that that letter, Prabhupada said he was upset, and therefore he said, just have Jayadvaita and somebody else. Who was it? Satru? Just, you know, have Jayadvaita. You know, he had faith in Jayadvaita Swami, and he's the main person behind all this. So, I mean, he's a very sincere devotee. I don't think he would do anything that would undermine what Prabhupada desired. He's a professional editor, and I mean, I read the Bhagavad Gita every day. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. the message is coming across. Yeah. So yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Kalachandri ki jai.